You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And get your pencils out. It's time for your pop quiz. Pop quiz, everybody. Come on, pop quiz. Come on. No groaning. See, a lot of you guys are listening to a newer hour of the show, so you've never had a pop quiz. For those of you that have had a pop quiz, you know the rules. No cheating, no looking things up, no trying to listen to a podcast during the quiz. For those of you who are new to the show, I got to make sure you're listening. So pop quiz, let's go. All right, number one. Get your pencils out. Here we go. True or false? When somebody burns themselves, applying warm water is suitable. True or false? When you burn yourself, you can put warm water on it. True or false? Okay? Number two. Look, true or false, there's only a T or an F. How long does it take you to write that down? I don't care if you just put T, just put F. No cheating. No cheating. Number two. What antibiotic has been recently associated with an abnormal heart rhythm? Okay, what, if you listen to my show, you know what antibiotic has been associated with an abnormal heart rhythm. Number three. No, we're moving quickly here. Okay, number three. True or false, breastfeeding your baby will prevent him or her from becoming obese. If you breastfeed your baby, it'll prevent him or her from becoming obese, or at least an obese child. Okay. No, please, no cheating. Number four, I don't care if you're driving a big rig, pull over. It's quiz time. Pop quiz, number four. True or false? The weight one gains when quitting smoking puts them more at risk for heart disease than if they just continued smoking. Okay, true or false? The weight one gains when quitting smoking puts them more at risk than smoking. No, I am not going to wait for you to sharpen your pencil. Come on, people. Look, I've told you so many times that any time we could do a pop quiz. Okay, we're not waiting. We're moving on. Number five. Which groups of people have not been found to live longer? Okay, remember, this is a not. You guys remember how to take a test, right? Not. A, gay couples. B, married heterosexual couples. C, those who listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, or D, those waiting for Obamacare to insure them. Which groups of people have not been found to live longer? Gay couples, straight couples, those who listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, or those waiting for Obamacare to insure them? Okay. No, we're not asking for you guys to extrapolate on that. Just, you know, yes, okay, just pick one of the answers. Okay, now this is a fill-in, okay? This is a fill-in question. Name the sexual philia that is associated with corpses. Okay? I don't care about the spelling. I can't tell. Name the sexual philia associated with corpses. Okay, next question. This is a long pop quiz. What will a lack of good sleep do? A, will it cause weight gain? B, make your mother-in-law intolerable? C, cause fatigue? Or D, all of the above? Okay? What will a lack of sleep do? A, cause weight gain. B, make your mother-in-law intolerable. C, no, it's not a trick question. C, cause fatigue. Or D, all of the above. Okay? Here's another question. The average smoker fails to quit what? A, World of Warcraft. B, watching episodes of Glee. Or C, smoking. The average smoker fails to quit what? World of Warcraft, watching Glee, or smoking. Okay, and then extra credit question, because I know most of you probably bombed this test. Extra credit question. Which TV show did Dr. Dahlia guest appear on and will probably appear again? Which TV show? Gigolo. I was on Gigolos, but I was like a receptionist. No, don't use that one. Yeah. No, you can't use that one. Okay. All right. Is that good? Okay. Pencils down. No, you had plenty of time. Pencils down. Let's go through the answers. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I gave you guys a pop quiz. I need to know that you're listening. Okay, I don't sit here for 3 hours a day talking to myself in a room with nobody listening. Well, I mean, I probably do. I got to make sure you guys are listening. Otherwise, I go off the air. Okay, true or false? When one burns themselves, applying warm water is suitable. The answer is true. Researchers have found this. Answer's true. Researchers found this week that warm water could be better than ice. They suggest maybe put ice on it for the first few seconds, but then immediately switch to warm water to bring in the circulation, help circulation. That's what some researchers said. That's what it was on my show. Number two, one antibiotic has been associated with an abnormal heart rhythm, azithromycin or the Z-Pak. Now, if you guys put any of the fluoroquinolones like Cipro, I will give you credit for that. Absolutely. Bigly Boop, there is no, nope, there is no antibiotic called Bigly Boop. That is a BS answer. Can't include that. But Zithromax can cause prolonged QT syndrome. It's where the electricity as it goes through the heart is delayed, the repolarization of it. You know when you need to, like, charge, you know, before you can, you know, zing with the electricity for anything? While it's regrouping and recharging up, there could be a prolongation, and then the heart can't beat as well. That's called QT syndrome, and Zithromax has been found to be linked to that. Number three, true or false, breastfeeding your baby will prevent him or her from becoming an obese child. The answer to that was false. Okay, a study had come out saying, no, the kids could still eat too many calories. Okay, doesn't matter, especially if you're breastfeeding mommy Tohos. Number four, the weight one gains when quitting smoking puts them more at risk than smoking themselves. That was an easy one. Come on, that's false. Okay, that's false. That was an easy one. No, even if you gain weight, it's not as bad as smoking on the heart. Okay, next question. Which groups of people have not been found to live longer? Gay couples, straight couples, those who listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, or those waiting for Obamacare to insure them? The answer is D. There has been no study right now showing that people are living longer waiting for Obamacare. Excellent. Name the sexual philia associated with corpses. Necrophilia, right? No, coprophilia is a philia with poop. Necrophilia is sex with corpses, yes. A lack of sleep will do what? Cause weight gain, make your mother-in-law intolerable, cause fatigue. The answer was all of the above. What? The average smoker fails to quit what? Was it Glee, World of Warcraft, or smoking? That's right. The average smoker fails to quit smoking. And the extra credit, Kristen. Extra credit. Which TV show did Dr. Dahlia guest on? Pawn Stars. Woo! You guys rocked it. All right. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDA.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March by 5-10 packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Show. They say I'm supposed to be doing voice exercises before I go on air so I don't lose my voice. That was a lunge exercise of my voice. La! That was a lunge exercise. Now, to do a squat with my voice, it would be la. That would be more of a squat. Doing a Kegel would probably be la. Okay, let's move on. I could do a whole segment on that. Oh, that was fun. Okay, but we need to move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I've been asked to not Kegel on air for the next couple weeks. I've been suspended from Kegeling. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and not firing me yet. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Now, I think this email is a couple days old because we had been talking about birth control, unless this is a recent one, probably because of the Pope. This is an interesting email. Okay, doctor, why are so many Hispanics Democrat? Aren't they Catholic? Don't Catholics oppose birth control? Why are politics coming first before religion? Okay. Now, I'm not Hispanic. I'm not Catholic. I'm gonna take a stab at this. One of my uncles is Puerto Rican, and I speak Spanish, but I'm not Latina. This is an interesting topic because they've been bringing this up over the last couple days with the new Pope. And congratulations, Pope Francis. Doesn't he look like a nice guy? Felicidades, Argentinian Pope. Francis I, his name is Jorge Mario Bergoglio, 76 years old, is now our new Pope, named Francis I, I believe. Pretty exciting. Looks like a nice guy, pretty humble. I'm a fan. I'm excited. This is kind of interesting because over the last couple days they've been talking about in the news that religion is becoming very associated with the far right, and people are abandoning religion so they don't look right wing. Now, I know, this was on one of the liberal news stations, and I was looking at that going, huh? Let's talk about this for a second here. Okay, where is religion going? Where should religion go? Should we stand firm, right? Or are many of our religious beliefs outdated? Such as like a lot of our kosher rules, or a lot of the rules in the Bible, let's say for diet. Okay, are they outdated, or should we, you know, stick to what we've been, you know, raised to believe for centuries and keep something still pure and holy? It's an interesting question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. They were talking about on CNN earlier today how the Pope is against birth control. And, how will people take this? Well, okay, that's Catholicism, people. I mean, as far as I look at things, okay, I think religion is beautiful. I love religion. Whether you're Buddhist, Hindu, Jewish, Catholic, Christian, Mormon, I think it's cool. I always have. And even though, now I'm Jewish, even though I don't keep kosher, because I really dig a piece of meat when I want a piece of meat, and I'm not going to wait for it to be blessed by the rabbi. I'm going to start eating it. I don't disrespect the laws. I think those laws are very, I think there's reasons for the laws. When we talked about science in the Bible a few days ago, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about some of the kosher rules in the Old Testament. You know, why are Jews not supposed to eat shellfish? No, it's not a joke. No, I don't have a Jew joke for you guys. Sorry, no. Why aren't Jews supposed to eat shellfish? Well, because in biblical times, people would die from eating uncooked shellfish. There was a dorsal vein that many of these crustaceans had that could be poisonous. And if you didn't cook it right, you could die. And that's why those foods, that group of eats was considered, quote unquote, unfit or unclean. Same thing with pork. If you didn't cook your pork correctly, you could get trichomoniasis. Again, which could also cause death. That's why we weren't allowed to eat pork. That's how I look at it. Okay, what about milk and meat? Well, not mixing milk and meat in kosher rules. To me, when I read that in the Bible, you should not boil a kid in its mother's milk. To me, that was a respect issue. You know, you don't milk the mom and then kill her baby in front of her and eat the meat from the calf. It's really disrespectful. But some scientists have said there's a digestive, nutritional reason for not mixing milk and meat, dairy and red meat. And that's why that's in the Bible. So, you know, there's a variety of reasons. You weren't during, in the Old Testament, you weren't supposed to have sex if you were on your period. Okay. Now, for some people, they were like, okay, well, it's because it's dirty. Others are trying to scratch their head and go, well, I don't get it. What's the medical reasoning behind that? Well, you know, when a woman's on her period, it kind of hurts. Okay, it's not really the most fun. Yeah, some women claim they can have sex and they're horny on their period, but the majority of us women want everyone to leave us alone. So it might have been something to help out the women, right? And, you know, thank you, God, that was a nice one, you know? And then also, if your os, or are we talking about the os again? Yeah, we got to talk about the os. If your cervical os is open because you're having a period, then the male counterpart could introduce disease up into the uterus. So it's a little safer to have sex when your os is closed. Okay? No, we aren't going to talk anymore about the os. Let's move on. So, you know, I, even if some of the rules may be considered a little obsolete in this day and age, like maybe the sacrificing and the building the altar, I just don't look at it that way. I think having religion, I think having a faith in the Lord, I think finding that spirituality, a sense of solace, is I think extremely healthy. We did a segment years ago on the efficacy of prayer. There was actually a study out on the efficacy of prayer for patients, and they found that prayer helped improve. I mean, we're talking statistically significant. It did help people's patients' outcomes with prayer. And so, whether you believe in a religion or not, I think having some sort of spirituality is pretty cool. And I'm for it. If you're atheist and you don't believe in God, that's your choice too. That's fine. I mean, as long as we all kind of, follow the, being good and not killing each other and hurting each other. And, we all kind of, kumbaya our way down the road. I'm happy with that. What I'm not happy about is if society is changing, we force the church to change with it. That to me bothers me. Okay, I don't think religion needs to be diluted and diluted. Whatever was Jesus's teachings, whatever was God's teachings, those shouldn't be changed or modified just because we in society are now benefiting from Obamacare giving us free birth control. I mean, birth control has been such a subject now, this day and age, and people have been arguing whether or not our taxpaying dollars should go for birth control under Obamacare. And then in the same sentence, these liberal media outlets are, criticizing the conservative approach of the church and how they feel on birth control. Why can't Catholics still, as a whole, or the Catholic Church still have its stand on birth control? Why not? I mean, premarital sex still comes with a slew of problems, health problems, unwanted pregnancies, risk of adultery, etc. If you're having sex when you're not married, I mean, if you're having sex when you're married, very hard to then commit adultery. But if you're not married, very easy. It's a little easier to sin. So I'm a little frustrated by hearing many people's points of views on how maybe the Pope, should reconsider his stance on birth control. He's the Pope, for crying out loud. Okay, let him be the Pope. I mean, how can we respect the Catholic institution or the Jewish institution or Hindu, etc.? How could we respect these institutions if they change with the times to something that is contradictory to what Jesus taught us or what Moses taught us or Samuel taught us or Matthew, etc.? Okay, I mean, religion is there for a reason. We have these teachings from God. Don't start modifying or texting or shorthanding it. Okay, to me, it's going to kind of ruin something that a lot of us hold sacred. And that's been a pretty big discussion in the last couple days. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What do you all think? Or 1-877-362-3254.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Of course, you can download our app on iPhone at the App Store as well as your Android store. There should be, I think, iGoogle Play or something. Thank you, Anthony, for tweeting in on where to find the app. I appreciate it. We need all the help we can get. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We talk about everything, medical news, health questions, politics, economics, anything you want to talk about. And Willard writes in today, the right-wing Tea Party has hurt us Christian conservatives. They are so fanatic with their stance on abortion and birth control that we lost this last election. Religion needs to stay out of politics. Okay. I'm going to disagree with you, but I'm also going to agree with you. Okay. Where I'm going to agree with you on is religion needs to stay completely out of politics. There should be no association with Republican or Democrat versus Catholicism, Judaism, etc. Because otherwise we have this problem like we're having now, discussed this week, where the Pope should change his stance on birth control. I mean, he's Catholic. He's the Pope, for crying out loud. Why does he have to, you know, be progressive, okay, if he is the Pope? I mean, you know, you can only dilute religion and the teaching so much. And I'm going to agree with you that religion needs to stay out of politics, hands down. Where I'm going to disagree is the Tea Party. The Tea Party's not religious. The Tea Party has to do with the taxation. From what I understand, the Tea Party always had to do with the, like no taxation without representation, right? You know, back to the, Boston Tea Party days. So the Tea Party was never supposed to be associated with religion. People who are Tea Partiers can't stand the spending, can't stand Obamacare for the most part, can't stand what's happening fiscally. Now, you need to be careful, Willard, because the liberal media is making it look like Tea Party people are religious fanatics, okay? And that's where I get extremely frustrated by. I've never associated with the Tea Party with one particular religious group. I've always associated the Tea Party with the taxation aspect of it. And so what the liberal media has done in portraying the Tea Party, yes, has hurt Christian conservatives, Jewish conservatives, etc. I agree. Okay, but we can't start blaming each other for Mitt Romney's loss. It was months ago. We need to move on, for crying out loud. But, religion should have never been a part of politics. One thing I had told you guys earlier on is when we had a couple senatorial candidates in a debate being asked by the media or being asked by the moderator how they felt on abortion, these Republican senators should have immediately said, my political stance on the fiscal aspect of abortion is our taxpaying dollars shouldn't be forced on something we don't believe in. If people don't want to pay taxes to pay for someone's abortion or whatever, it shouldn't have gone into their own religious discussion of abortion. And that, to me, is what is hurting some Republicans. You would never see Obama or Biden. You would never see them, okay, be asked how they religiously feel about the rules of kashrut or, you know, Jews and how they feel. Do they think Jews will go to heaven or hell? You'll never see them answer that question. Yet why are Republicans answering questions on how they personally religiously feel on abortion? That's not the issue. If you're in a political debate, you answer political questions. And your political answer on abortion could be, I don't think we should force our taxpaying dollars to go to abortions. I think the government needs to stay out of abortion. And that would not be considered religious fanaticism. That would not hurt the Republican Party. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of Democrats that feel the government should stay out of abortion also. There's a lot of Democrats that don't think our tax dollars should go for abortion. So I think we're going to find common ground. But the Republicans this election got trapped in answering moderators' questions about their personal religious beliefs. And that's where they went wrong. You don't have to answer your personal religious beliefs. Okay? If anybody asks me a question during a political debate, I'm going to give them the answer that deals with politics. Nobody gives a damn how I picture heaven or hell. If I think heaven is full of Care Bears and cotton candy and clouds, that's nobody's business how I look at heaven, and nobody really cares. But if they go, Dr. Dahlia, do you think somebody, let's say this is a political debate, Dr. Dahlia, do you think somebody who gets an abortion would religiously be I'd be like, what are you talking about? Can we please talk about the political issues? What's politically going going on with abortion? What, you know, we aren't talking about religious beliefs right now. You know, and so that's where I think Republicans went wrong. And I mean, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of Democrats that have, and a lot of pro-choice people that do have personal strong feelings against abortion. Politically, they may agree with government staying out, and I think Republicans agree with that too. The government should completely stay out of abortion. Don't tax us for it. Leave us out of abortion. There's no reason why we should be taxed and paying for somebody's abortion, whether we feel it's right or wrong. But, you know, even in my medical school class, nobody wanted to learn how to perform abortions in my class. And the majority of my class was pro-choice. Well, why is that? And I asked them, I go, wait a second, guys. You guys are all pro-choice. Somebody is supposed to, I guess, sign up for the tract. I'm not going to because I don't want to perform them. And they go, well, I don't want to perform them either. And I'm like, but I thought you were pro-choice. Because we were really getting pressure. You know, everybody was filling up the other workshops and the other tracks, but nobody wanted to learn how to perform an abortion. And many of these Democratic pro-choice people in my class had said, but it's a life. I don't want to kill it. So, you know, just because somebody thinks a fetus could be alive or not doesn't necessarily mean they're Republican or Democrat. This is why we really need to get rid of religious thinking and religious delineation and alignment with political parties. And what's happened is you have now, you know, a lot of Hispanics, you know, being forced to defend themselves. Well, if they're Catholic, why are they Democrat? Or if they're Democrat, how could they be Catholic? It's not even supposed to be an issue. Those are completely two different issues. I think there are a lot of extremely religious Catholics in the Hispanic community. I think there's a lot of conservatives. But if somebody votes Democrat, it's because it's a political decision, not a religious decision. Same thing with somebody voting conservative. Just because you're voting a Republican ticket because you think the economy stinks or you don't like Obamacare doesn't necessarily mean that you are anti-abortion. All right, which, again, I think is an obsolete term. So I guess the point I want to make before we get to your questions and calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. The point I want to make here is be extremely careful with what you're watching in the media. Okay, the Tea Party group is not a religious group. It's a fiscal, economically driven group. Should have nothing to do with religion. If you are a Catholic and want to vote Republican or Democrat, that's fine. Okay? It shouldn't align you, but the media is aligned. There's such an anti-religion movement right now, and it is driving me crazy. And seeing somebody suggest that the Pope, for crying out loud, the Pope, to reconsider his stance on birth control, to me makes no sense. Let the Pope have his stance. He's representing the Catholic Church. Okay? Why are we bringing Obamacare into this? Let's take your calls. We're going on break. Don't go away. Keep calling 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you had had comments. Some of you couldn't stay on the line regarding what's been going on with religion and politics and healthcare, etc. And so let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Aisha on the line. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Good.
My comment was about you, what you said about Republicans and them being able to avoid the religious issue when they comment about abortion. Mm-hmm. I don't really see how that reasoning holds up. The moment you say to ask a Republican, why don't you support abortion, they then respond that, why won't you support abortion funding? And they say, I don't want to support abortion funding. The question is then why? Why won't you support abortion funding? Why are you separating this from a optional amputation or MS medication? And it comes back. It has to come back to a personal belief system, a personal set of values and morals, be it religious or a personal spirituality. It comes back to that. There's no way to avoid it.
But Aisha, no, great point. Good point. But it there actually is. Now, I'm not a political strategist and I'm not a speech writer, but actually, one point I was making earlier is you do have people who don't believe it's a life at conception and are pro-abortion, but still don't feel tax dollars should go to it. If a politician gets asked that question, it doesn't always have to come to personal beliefs, because remember, he's not supposed to represent himself. He's supposed to represent his constituents. And if he is representing, let's say, a conservative county, and they don't want tax dollars going towards abortions, they'd rather tax dollars go towards Medicaid or Medicare, he can say that, and it has nothing to do with personal beliefs. A politician is not supposed to be about me, me, me. It's supposed to be about who he's representing.
Okay, I do get that clear distinction. But at the same time, in that sense, I do agree with what you're saying. You're saying that the actual politician should not assert his personal beliefs. He should just keep it on what his constituents believe. I totally agree, and I understand your point now. Also, I wanted to say one more thing. Your point about the Catholic religion and how the doctrines are the doctrines and should not be changed. I totally agree. And it really helped me realize that a lot of people right now that claim to be a certain religion and have a different set of beliefs are, in truth, really not that religion. It's almost as if we need a creation of an alternative religion that actually fits current beliefs, because instead of fits current beliefs, because right now it seems that people are just trying to change what is present that should not be changed, it's like you said, to create the religion to be what they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. No, Aisha, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. I really do. Thank you, honey. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had over break had said that I guess Piers Morgan had suggested changing the Bible. You know, this is a tough subject. This is a very, very tough subject, because it was discussing, I believe he brought it up in the context of gay marriage, okay, which is an extremely emotional subject, even an emotional one for me, because we have homosexuals in our family. I have many homosexual couples as patients. And so it's very easy for me to say, leave religion the way it is. Don't mess with religion. Leave the Pope alone. He doesn't need to change his stance on abortion or birth control. He's the Pope, for crying out loud. Very easy for me to say. But then we come up with the topic of, all right, well, what about gay marriage? Okay. You know, and me as a doctor, I have always found this very difficult to kind of wrap my head around, because, like I said, we have people in our family that are gay, and I don't think they're an abomination to the Lord. I don't think they're sinful and evil. These are good people. They're good. I mean, I know them. They're my relatives. I've seen them grow up. Okay, so my patients. I mean, these are very good people. They provide a phenomenal home. I think they could raise a child with more love than I've seen some of my other patient couples, straight couples, do. And so many will say, well, then how do you stick with your religion, but then support gay rights? So, you know, we are going to be be struggling as society progresses or society changes with, you know, a Bible that may for some be considered obsolete or may for some feel no. We stay true to it. But for me, being a doctor, I understand the science behind homosexuality, and this isn't somebody waking up saying, you know what, I'm going to choose to do this, and, you know, I'm going to be evil. No, that has nothing to do with it. People who are homosexual are born that way. They have love, they have passion, but who they have love and passion for is not a female, but a male. And it is a very biological type of, it's a very biological foundation to homosexuality, as just like heterosexuality. I mean, I was born knowing I would love men. I mean, I have had crushes on men ever since I could remember. It first started with Murray on Mary Tyler Moore. I thought he was sexy. I don't know how, me being that young, I thought Murray on Mary Tyler Moore, I thought he was a total fox. I liked Bob on Sesame Street. I wanted to marry Bob on Sesame Street, and David. I thought David was really fine. Then I thought the guy from Fantasy Island, Ricardo Montalban, was very sexy. I really dig the Latinos. Oh, my gosh. Muy guapo y sexo. See? So I remember liking him. And then by the time Dukes of Hazzard was out with John Schneider and then MacGyver. Oh, don't get me started on MacGyver. Okay. But it was I couldn't choose to pick a female if I wanted to. It was so biologically strong, which is why I understand why a homosexual is homosexual. I mean, I love men. I love the man. I mean, no wonder. I how can I blame my gay relatives or my gay patients for being in love with a man? I mean, if you have a choice between Bo Duke or Daisy Duke, Bo Duke all the way. So, you know, but also in medical school, we learned that 1 in 8 men are homosexual. 1 in 8. Now, I know you'll hear from different reports that it could be 1 in 12 or 3% of the population. What I learned in medical school is 1 in 8 men are gay. All right. And then, you know, me being religious, I'm like, well, if 1 in 8 men are, you know, there's a reason God has that amount of the population gay. There's a reason for it. And I just trust God. I don't look at any of my relatives or patients or friends any differently. But it is a topic that we will continue to struggle with. That doesn't mean we have to make it easy for everybody and take the Bible and change it. Okay? The Bible was written by scribes based on teachings from God, Jesus, Moses, prophets, wise men, etc. Okay? That's what the scribe wrote. Some of you believe the scribe threw his own stuff in. He wasn't supposed to, from what I understand. The scribes were supposed to just, you know, keep it the way it is. Okay? Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Really not a lot of opinion there. A lot of begots going on in the Bible. A lot of begetting here, begetting there. So why do we have to make it easy? Why do we have to make it easy for people? Why do we have to have the Pope change his beliefs, change the Catholic doctrine? Why? No, we don't. Okay? Religion is to be discussed. Religion is supposed to be very personal. I'm not supposed to ask anybody to believe in God the same way I do. But I agree, politics need to completely stay out of religion. And there are ways politicians can answer personal religious questions by saying, look, this isn't about me. This is about what my constituents want. And like I said, when it comes to abortion, keep the taxes out of it. We don't want to be forced by government to pay. And stay out of it. Don't bring religion into it. All right, guys, don't go away. We got
spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and
and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.